What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing. Born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Friday. Brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. The warmer weather is here. Pelican Brewing brings back its summer seasonal beer, Pelicano, available in clear glass bottles. It's refreshment that you can see. Let's go to Indy for the Daily Ticker. What a game last night in the NBA Finals. We talked a lot about it today. What's the reaction there? Kevin Bowen, our good friend, joining us now. KBowen1070 on Twitter. You can go give him a follow there. The morning show at 107.5 in Indianapolis. Kevin, good morning to you. We were kind of speechless to start the show. What's your reaction and how's everybody feeling out there?
I hate to be hyperbolic, but I feel like I'm watching another Indiana basketball movie with this face of playoff run. It's amazing. I mean, these comebacks are just absolutely insane, no matter how you look at it. The fact that Halliburton's the one to cap it every single time. I mean, it's Robert Horry, Adam Vinatieri, Mariano Rivera, Tiger Woods seemingly had a kid, and his name is Tyrese Halliburton. So it's insane.
Matchup-wise, I'm curious what you – yeah, kind of circled and said, this is the interesting area for me for the Pacers, and then what you saw in game one that you liked and that you think maybe left Oklahoma City a little confused or puzzled.
Well, I mean, honestly, the inability to handle the pressure I thought was going to be a big storyline coming into the series. I didn't think the Pacers have 19 turnovers in the first half or whatever the number would be. But I thought the biggest key to the Pacers in this series was putting game pressure on Oklahoma City. It's an amazing stat. They have more double-digit wins, the Thunder, this season than the Pacers have wins, period. Again, it's astonishing, but what that means is final 5 minutes of games, they haven't been in many of those moments. And I thought you saw it play out late. I thought at times Shea, the MVP, is looking over at, you know, his head coach like, hey, what do you want to do here? And you look at the Pacers' final possession, they don't look at Rick Carlisle. They say, boom, we're not taking timeout. For some reason, Lou Dort didn't take Tyrese Halliburton when I thought he easily could have picked him up, and the Pacers made him pay. So if you could put the Thunder into these late-game pressure clutch situations, just make them prove themselves. And last night, they wilted in that moment. The Pacers thrive in those moments. The Thunder wilted for one night. Will that continue for, you know, how many more games of the series? We'll see, but that's exactly what the Pacers have to do. Try to put that game pressure on them. And now, you know, for the first time, really, outside of that Denver series, the Thunder are really feeling it.
Well, it's interesting, too, because you look at Game 2, and I love the NBA. In typical NBA fashion, we got to wait till Sunday now for Game 2 because, you know, all that travel from the hotel to the arena is too far. Can't play the game on Saturday. But we did this with the Pacers a little bit, and when they beat the Knicks in similar fashion in Game 1, you're like, can they really repeat that? They did what they needed to do. What's the environment going to be like in Game 2? And we were just talking about this. When Denver did it to OKC in Game 1, then they got obliterated in Game 2. When we saw Indiana do it, they still found a way to win Game 2 in Madison Square Garden. What's your read for Game 2, and what do you expect?
Yeah, I thought Vegas had the spread at 11, Thunder favored by 11. I mean, you know, they responded emphatically against Denver. You know, very kind of similar loss. They beat them by 40-something in Game 2. I just think there's a soul-crushing nature the Pacers have with these wins. And I know at times Cleveland even responded in New York, you know, eventually did, but still, it just almost seems like a win like that is worth two. Now, maybe you don't feel it in Game 2 of the series. Maybe you feel it at some point else in the series here. So, you know, if you're in Oklahoma City right now, you're saying, hey, we have the second worst shooting night of our season. You know, Jalen Williams is an all-star. He's not going to play that poorly again. And, you know, for 45 minutes, you played very, very well. Whereas the Pacers will say, yeah, we obviously had a, you know, historic comeback again, but we don't turn the ball over like that again. So, you know, I probably think Oklahoma City gets it done, but, you know, the start of the series, I picked Thunder in seven, but I said if the Pacers get game one, it's Pacers in six. I think those losses, those wins by the Pacers, losses for the opponent, have that sort of magnitude to them. I do think it matters more than once. So I would go ahead and Pacers will, you know, lose on Sunday probably if I had to guess, but I would say Pacers in six. Yeah.
You guys are lucky. You got a finals team. You got a great coach. You got a villain slash fun player in Halliburton. Like, I'm so jealous you have a basketball team of this caliber. When you're doing a morning show and you're in an NBA finals and you pull out a victory like that, is there any segment on the show, you're coming up next, Anthony Richardson sucks, or is it all finals the whole show?
So I don't know if you guys caught the news cycle yesterday, but Anthony Richardson suffered a right shoulder injury in an OTA practice, an aggravation of a surgically repaired right shoulder. So he will miss the rest of the spring. Caitlin Clark spoke to the media for the first time in a week plus with her injury absence. And we did not mention Caitlin Clark once on the show today. And I think the three times we mentioned Richardson in a 90-second snippet, I think we almost got booed off the air each time. So it's a good problem to have. You guys are in a market without Major League Baseball as well. It's a good problem to have on June 6th when you feel like you're like – you don't have enough time to get to all of it.
Yeah. How do we stretch to get to football season? Well, at least your NBA team's in the NBA finals. Let me ask you this. We had I was out earlier this week. Somebody filled in for me and gave the take that Rick Carlisle is on the Mount Rushmore of NBA coaches if he wins
this
title.
If he wins it, yeah.
How hot of a take is that?
Ooh. Riley, Phil, I guess Red Arbaugh. Yeah, I
Popovich. Popovich.
Oh yeah, Pop for sure.
Bunch
okay,
of super
yeah.
teams. So those are super teams, though. I wouldn't call this Pacers team a
you
super team.
You calling the Spurs a super team?
They were for 20 years.
They drafted all their dudes.
That's still a super team.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe is there like a junior Mount Rushmore before you get to Mount Rushmore? Is
the hills,
like
the Rushmore Hills before it leading into it?
Yeah, we're fortunate. We have Rick on every Tuesday, and something I said to him a few weeks ago, I think what has struck me is the different iterations of the championship teams he's coached. Like, go back to the Pistons. I mean, slugfest. If they got to 75 in a game, it was a miracle. Mm-hmm. And then Dirk and the Mavs, that is a different team than this Pacer team that, you know, some people are saying, hey, they might, whatever, reset a little bit of the NBA's thinking with the amount of pace and the ball movement, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, those are three very different teams and obviously three totally different organizations. And I believe if they win it all, I think he'll be one of four coaches to have won an NBA title with two different franchises. So, I mean, without question, I think he's a top 10 coach in league history. But he might have to, I don't know, chisel a fifth head on there to be the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, great stuff. Kevin Bowen, we're jealous of him. 107.5 The Fan and Indy at KBowen 1070 on Twitter. You go give him a follow there. Enjoy the rest of this finals run. I'm sure the scene when that series shifts to Indy is going to be absolute bananas. Hopefully we can do it again soon, man. Appreciate it.
Gentlemen, I'll sneak this in. I'm the out-of-towner that probably says this too often to you guys, and I don't know where your golf fandom is, but I'm out in Bandon Dunes later this month after a potential Game 7. I had a double and triple check that when all of a sudden this final series started. So I'm very much looking forward to it.
Have you ever been before? Have you ever been to Bandon?
Never, never. Oh. Coming out with my father-in-law and my two brothers-in-law, I cannot wait to say I'm a kid in a I feel like I'm on Christmas morning counting down the days. 3 weeks from today, we leave.
Look,
you
Kevin,
got a title ahead of you, and you're
like
already
you,
looking
Kevin.
Forward
you're
to
a nice guy.
Done.
You come on every time that we ask you to, and I genuinely appreciate it. I kind of hate you because your team's in the finals, and my team's irrelevant and has been for 20 years. And now you're at an abandoned trip in June, late June on top of it. You have a chance to see your team win an NBA championship and then go to Bandon Dunes in the aftermath to celebrate that. I don't know if there's a better month.
Yeah, I think I just heard you wish 52 degrees and rain for 3 straight days on me.
Is there a track that's got you most interested out there, or do you just you're just ready for all of it? Is there one track for you if you've looked up any of the courses?
Yeah, I'm ashamed to admit how many YouTube videos I've watched. Yeah. If my wife only knew, it's so pathetic. I am a sucker for the view, so Sheep Ranch and seeing the amount of greens that are on the ocean, but hearing more and more about Pacific Dunes, that as well. So, yes, to say that I can't wait would be the biggest understatement ever.
Let's do this, Kevin. We do appreciate your time, and I know you're super busy. let's wait for your trip to be done from Bandon, and then let's get your Bandon ranking.
Because every time you go to Bandon, Bandon,
you got to have the rankings.
You got to have your top fives. Yeah. Are you going to play all of them when you're there?
Yes. Oh, yeah, we are. The first day we're Bandon, Bandon Trails. The second day we're Sheep Ranch, Bandon Dunes again. And the final day we're Pacific Dunes, Old McDonald's.
Well, you got to play the Preserve too, the par three course, and you got to blaze up a fat weed joint. Like, you just got to get super ripped for that one.
Yeah, I want to say we land, I don't know. I think we're flying into Eugene, and I think we're like 5 o'clock on Bandon Preserve the first day. Any and all advice, I'll take anything. K-Bo and 1070. On Twitter, you cannot give me enough Bandon nuggets, so please.
Help them out, listeners. We all love it. It's our hidden gem down here in Southern Oregon. Not really hidden, but
not
we
hidden
love
anymore.
It. Kevin Bowen, appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the finals. Let's catch up soon.
You bet, guys. Always enjoy it. Thank you.
There you go. Kevin Bowen from Indy.
Dude, an NBA championship, a parade, and then let me fly to go play Bandon Dunes. What are you doing? You're wearing a golf shirt today, and coincidentally, it's a Bandon shirt. You're not even going golfing with us.
No.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, you can. Choices. We all have choices.
They say home ownership is the American dream.
The Daily Ticker is brought to you by Pelican Brewing Company.
Utah Valley and no golf. Rough week for you.
The return of warmer weather. It's going to be 95 on Sunday. It's a good thing I can play golf.
Pelican Brewing. I mean, I don't know anymore.
Pelican Brewing thinks back in summer
you
season.
You should ask
over
your
here.
Wife where your balls are.
Pelican. I lost them a long time
They're
ago.
They're in a drawer.
They're in there somewhere.
It's what key. Drawer did you put them in?
Give me the key. Give me the key.
Down in the creek on 13 at Stone Creek.
Pelican brings back its summer seasonal beer, Pelicano, available in clear glass bottles. It's refreshment that you can see. We love our friends. It's going to be beautiful this weekend. Grab some of their new sodas, some delicious beers, some of their new hard salt. They got everything for you, man. Get it this weekend. And there you go. We go to Indy for the ticker. Let's wrap it up with a what would you do in this situation next on The Fam.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.